What if we told you that there's a way to use technology to save between $100 and $300 billion a year in healthcare spending? That's the estimated cost of people not taking the medications they're prescribed. A number of companies are selling so-called smart pill bottles to help patients remember to take their medication, but so far, there's little payoff. Lauren Silverman of member station KERA has the story.
Dr. Nitish Chowdhury describes the problem of people not taking the medication they're prescribed as
the final cascade of all of science.
The final cascade, because researchers work years, even decades, to develop drugs, get them approved by the FDA, then doctors spend more years studying those drugs.
But then in order for them to work, they really have to be taken.
Up to half the time, they're not taken as prescribed. The result? More than 100,000 preventable deaths. When you ask patients why they don't take their pills, they often say they forgot. So Chowdhury set out to test some simple reminder devices on 50,000 patients. One of the devices was a digital cap that functions like a stopwatch. It starts counting each time you open it, so you can see how long it's been since you last took a pill. And?
Unfortunately, we found no effect whatsoever.
That's right. Folks who used the digital cap did no better than those who used a regular pill box. Maybe, Chowdhury says, a clock alone isn't a powerful enough reminder. Enter the army of smart pill bottles.
Meet Pillsy, your new personal assistant for vitamins and medications.
I remember is a smart pill cap.
Glow caps are internet-connected pill caps.
More than a dozen companies have developed internet-connected bottles and caps that send emails and text message reminders. Thousands of patients with complex diseases are using one such connected pill bottle called AdhereTech. Josh Stein is CEO.
Our system is automatically getting data sent from each and every bottle 24/7.
Data from sensors that measure when the cap is twisted off and exactly how much medication is removed. When it's time to take a pill, a blue reminder light pulses. Miss a dose? A flashing red light. Then a chime. After that, the patient or a caregiver gets a message. Stein says it's the iPhone of pill bottles.
Other devices will require patients to set up a device or download apps and integrate everything. We work with an average patient population that's 70 years old, so we said we need to build something that works right out of the box.
So how well do the fancier connected pill bottles work? Dr. Kevin Volpe, director of the University of Pennsylvania's Center for Health Incentives, wanted to find out. He selected more than 1,000 heart failure patients to receive a different connected pill bottle, plus money for taking medication on time, and you could have the bottle alert someone if you skipped a dose.
The expectation was that we would see a large increase in medication adherence, and that would then translate into a significant reduction in hospital readmissions and lower healthcare costs.
And?
That, unfortunately, was not what we found.
Even with the glowing pill bottle, the cash, the alert, people weren't following through. Let's recap. We've looked at two large studies of pill bottle reminder systems. One, pretty basic. The other, higher tech. Neither helped patients take their meds. So what's going on? Volpe says it could be the study design, the devices, or maybe forgetfulness isn't the only problem.
Patients, in many cases, don't really like taking medicines every day. It reminds them of the illness, and they'd rather not be reminded of that.
Medication can also come with negative side effects and high costs. But Volpe is still optimistic about pill bottle technology, paired with social interventions. In his study, the results were better for people who had their pill bottle automatically alert a friend if they missed a dose. Nitish Chowdhury at Harvard agrees technology will be part of the solution, especially for people with memory issues. But it won't be enough to change everyone's behavior.
The real barriers to this idea of taking a pill or multiple pills every day and put it in your mouth may be way more complicated.
When it comes to getting people to take their medications, it looks like a smart bottle is no magic pill. Lauren Silverman, NPR News.